So Andrew Davies, you've been a screenwriter for some years now. How have you seen the industry change in your time of being a writer?
Oh, well, enormously. When I started, there were no creative writing classes, there were no books on screenwriting, or at least I didn't know anything about it. One learned to do it by going to movies and watching television and reading those few scripts that actually got published in books and trying to work out, you know, how they achieved what they achieved, and so that's one of the, big differences. I think when I started writing, the writer in general had a bit more autonomy. You know, my early work, you know, it was like writing, almost like writing a stage play. It was difficult to get it accepted, but once it was accepted, I was more or less allowed to write what I liked. Didn't really get any notes or anything. I was very suspicious of anybody trying to give me notes. I'm much better now. I realise it's a collaborative process, and I'm eager to get some help usually.
Yeah, I mean, where do you stand on the American model of the writer's room with a showrunner and a team of writers, or are you more of a solo writer?
I mean, I've only tried it once, and it didn't really work for me. The writer's room and being a showrunner, that was on Mr. Selfridge. Although, I mean, it produced a successful show, but I didn't feel all that comfortable with it. Even though we had a lot of fun, I mean, it banished the loneliness of being a writer, and we had a lot of laughs, but it was frustrating not getting my own way.
Why do you think it does work so well? I mean, it's worked very well for a long time in the United States, and people are trying to bring it into the UK and other European countries, it's not really quite taking off here.
Maybe because people don't do it in the right way, and the writer isn't really empowered. And another thing is, maybe it needs a lot more money than we in the UK will devote to it, to pay these writers to be in a room a lot of the time with each other. So it might be that. I don't know. But, you know, I think for myself, you know, a room with me and a producer and a script editor, if we're all on the same page kind of thing, can be just as good as me and some other writers. But of course, that's for relatively short form television. If it's a case of writing four seasons of 13 episodes, I couldn't do all that on my own.
No, I don't think anybody could. Which is why the writer's room model works so well in the US, where they do that. But in the UK, you know, traditionally it's like six episodes.
And they do. It must be. Because so many great, great shows have been written on that principle, with a lead writer who's got the initial vision and a bunch of other writers who kind of buy into that vision completely. Yeah. The Sopranos, I was thinking of, which is, I guess, my favourite show of all time.
It's such a wonderful piece of television.
And I just never wanted it to end, so I'm like that as a consumer. As a writer, I often think, well, that's enough of that. Let's do something different now.
Yeah.
I'll never be rich, because apparently 66 episodes is the crucial number, after which it gets kind of syndicated and sold over and over again all over the world. And, you know, that's when you buy yourself a yacht or a private island.
Although we are starting to see the American shows start to follow the UK model of shorter seasons.
That's interesting.
We're seeing it particularly in cable television now.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We're getting 13-episode seasons. A good example is True Detective. The first season was 10 episodes. Season 2 is going to be 8.
All right.
So they're getting shorter.
Oh, that's how interesting. I haven't seen True Detective yet because in the UK it's only being shown on Sky Atlantic, and I haven't got that, and I'm too honest to watch it by illegal means.
It is on DVD.
Oh, so it's on DVD.
It's on DVD,
so
DVD
I'll,
now,
so I'll,
you can watch it legally.
I'll get it off Love Film or something.
Yes. But we are, I mean, as has been pointed out several times during the conference, it's something we as viewers have known for a long time. The quality of television now is just superb.
It's very good.
It's been that way for a while now.
Yes.
And it's very much a writer's medium. The quality of the television really is down to the writers.
Yeah. I was interested that, you know, the gender thing, because it doesn't, in the UK, it doesn't seem like that to me. It seems there's plenty of women writers.
Yeah.
There's not many women directors, but there's a lot of women writers, a lot of women producers, a lot of
women
script editors.
Where are the women writing? I mean, I like to use the example of Doctor Who as a show that actually could do with some women writers. There are no women writing for Doctor Who. And I'd love to see some scripts written by women. I'd like to see what they can come up with.
Yeah, there was the spin-off series.
Torchwood.
Torchwood used one or two women.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd have to ask, have to ask the showrunner. I've forgotten his name.
Stephen Moffat.
You'd have to ask him. Yeah.
What sort of shows are you talking about?
I think it's a very small bunch of writers. I was just thinking, Happy Valley.
Right.
Maybe it's Sally Wainwright who writes them all.
Yeah.
and there aren't that many of them, but God, there must be not more than that. Of course, I was thinking of being completely swamped by the number of women on Mr. Selfridge, because that's such a girly show that was. And still is, yes. Sorry, run out of things to say on that topic.
All right. That should do.
Okay.
Thanks, Andrew.